June is roofing month here at Rosie on the House. We put together a home maintenance calendar for 2018. You can get a free copy by emailing a request to info@rosieonthehouse.com. And each month we dive deep into one particular aspect of your home. And we cover multiple ways with multiple different experts from all around the state. And because we're going into our rain season.
We hope we're going into our monsoon season soon.
The first point of protection against that is our rooftops. So we'll be covering roofs all month long, the different types of roof systems, the flat, pitched. I don't think we have teepee on the list, though. I'm not sure we had time to cover that one this month. But all the different types of styles, systems. You know, we've got roofing systems that are at a 40 and even 50-year warranties for the material, not necessarily the install or the product, but 50 years on a roofing system that's...
Or like Steve's house in Black Canyon City with a tin roof, 100 years old.
That's... subject to the sun for how many days of sunlight?
360.
Something like that. So they take a lot of wear and tear, and they, you know, they keep us dry and their first point of protection when we get our storms.
Our blog for the week kind of talks about the six most popular different types of material that are used in roofing Arizona. So it kind of gives you an overall education of the types that are available. And... People overestimate how expensive their attic heat is to their electric bill, but they underestimate the damage that heat does to their roof. Many times it's not only the ultraviolet rays beating down on the petroleum-based products, cooking the elasticity out of the membranes, but it's the excessive heat from inside the attic burning the bottom of the roof deck and the underlayment that also ages the roof. So people have used that for various reasons to ventilate their roof. I can tell you, folks, you do not. I can state this almost categorically in an absolute sense. You do not ever want to power ventilate your attic. Passive ventilation is fine. Active powered fans that are pulling air out of your attic are not going to be the way to solve excess attic temperature. You're probably going to drop the temperature of the attic by sucking the air conditioning out of the ceiling of your house. So you're not accomplishing what you think you're accomplishing. But a good ventilated attic will prolong the life of a properly installed roof.
And I don't know what your preference is. I think one of the prettiest roofing systems, and I will never own one, is the true Mexican hand-cast tiles.
Clay tile.
And chink. Concrete mortared in. That is such a pretty look for the ranch-style home, but...
You'll be happy to know you've picked the most expensive roofing system
and
on the planet.
Impossible to repair, especially once the clay becomes brittle after a few summers in the Arizona sun. But done right, man, that's a pretty look.
Oh, it's handsome. There's no denying
but
that.
But I will never own one or install one on my own home.
That sand-casted and the way they make those, Romy, how they made them is you would actually sit down and take the sand cast and put it on your thigh. And your thigh would be the mold. And theoretically, if you were built correctly, your thigh was bigger diameter around than your knee. So as you cast that one tile on your leg, you're automatically creating the right barrel shape and the right taper to point that uphill part. And that's how those sand cast tiles were originally made. And then they fired them, and different temperatures created the yellow and the streaks of the blue and the orange, and that's part of what makes them so beautiful, all that natural earth color. And then the mortar chinking putting it in there just adds so much character. I think that's currently going for about $600 a square.
and a roofing square.
So you better like it a lot.
A roofing square is 10 by 10 on a pitched roof.
Right.
And even when we have parapets, the square footage of your roof is more than your home. So they go by 10 by squares, a 10-foot by 10-foot, 100-foot section. So
right.
Your 600 bucks covers 100 square feet.
So what do you think of the 40-year architectural-grade asphalt shingles?
You know,
for about a fifth that price.
Aesthetically, I mean, that's what's on my house currently, and I think they're great. I like them better than the...
three-tab shingles.
Well, yeah, but I was going to say, like, the California look of the...
The barrel
the
tile.
The track home.
You
yeah,
don't like the track home barrel tile look? No, it doesn't do a thing for you?
No. I'd much rather the asphalt shingle. But I like, personally, metal roof is my favorite.
I think it has to be. I mean, if you're just a true maintenance-free warrior.
What was that guy, Black Canyon City, 100 years old, still up there?
I don't know how old the tin was. But
true.
I mean, it is the maintenance-free. It stays clean. It doesn't collect litter, clutter, tree limbs. Everything falls off of it. It's what everyone up north should have, in my mind. Gives you a great degree of fire protection. Not complete, I will tell you, when I toured Happy
no
Jack.
No such thing as complete.
2 weeks ago, there was a metal roof sitting on the ground on top of a pile of ashes. Everything underneath it had burned, and the metal roof had just kind of melted in place. But I think the maintenance-free mountain home we're designing is going to be masonry at least to the windowsill height. And then maybe some log siding from sill height to plate height, and then a big overhanging metal roof to protect it. But ideally, it'd be masonry from slab to plate height.
And then
height.
Just a veneer for the
do a stone
wood look.
Veneer or that. So the metal roof is definitely a great way to go. The sandcast. Did you see the house just down the street from the office that was wood shake? That got their roof replaced?
No.
It was a ranch home, and it had at least 50-year-old shake roof. I drive by the house 3 or 4 times a day, and I look at that shake roof, and I think that I cannot believe anyone's still living in that house. And it's a nice house. Well, they tore it off. Romy, it was the original slat lath wood shakes, not even solid sheeted. So that roof went back to the 60s.
And those are pretty roofs, too.
They are.
But
he went with an octagonal-shaped, architectural-grade, multicolored asphalt shingle, and it looks handsome.
And when you
it
get
looks really handsome.
Those historic homes that have those old shake roofs, you know, when they started transitioning those to the rooftops, I thought, man, it just changes the look of everything. But you know, it's just one of those things that pass in time. Now you hardly see them anymore, and you see one like, oh yeah, I remember those. Those are nice, but you can't hardly get insurance with a wood shake. Homeowner's insurance on a newly installed wood shake in the at least in the lower below the rim. I don't know about above the rim.
I hope the roofer told that guy to call his homeowner's company and tell him to come out and look at the new roof, because I'm quite sure
his premium
would go down, that's for sure. So we don't see many wood shakes in Arizona, and it's for good reason. They're expensive. They're very hard to maintain. We lived with them through the 50s and the 60s and the 70s. When you painted your home, your painting contractor would fill up a Hudson sprayer with linseed oil, and he'd walk all over the roof, and he'd oil those shingles to try and keep some amount of elasticity to them. And the theory was, when it rained, they would swell and seal up to the point where it would create a waterproof barrier for you to protect your house. But the problem is, we just never got enough rain. And when you go like periods like now, or like Jim Cross said earlier, we've had 1 inch of rain since October, and now we're entering the hot season. What does that do to a cedar shake shingle? you know, 7 months of not a drop of water, going to 100+ degrees. How much rain does it take for it to swell back up to its original shape?
When you see martial arts experts punch through 5 boards altogether, these are the ones we're talking about.
It could be.
The water content's gone. They're brittle as a pan. As brittle as a...
But, you know, a lot of it has to do with what people bring from where they're moving from. And did you see the report? Now Phoenix is the second fastest growing city in America.
No, I
do not. Behind San Antonio. And Buckeye is the 5th fastest growing city.
Oh, so they don't even include Phoenix Metropolitan.
No.
So how can... Huh? So where's Phoenix growing?
Buckeye...
It's completely surrounded by other cities.
That's right.
It?
That's right. So Arizona, for the first time last year, broke 7 million people. Okay, so now we've got 7 million people in Arizona. And that sounds like a lot, but take heart. That's the same size as Hong Kong.
We got a little more land than Hong Kong.
We have a little more land. New York City is 8.5 million.
I thought it was more.
That's Mexico City, 21 million people in one city. Tokyo, 38 million people.
Wow.
Can you even fathom that? Can
no.
you even comprehend that? Good night. So Phoenix is the second fastest growing. We're adding 180 people a day, 65,000 people a year, and Buckeye is 68,000. We're adding another Buckeye every year at this pace.
I have a hard time. I need to see like a Phoenix land map. I know they've got north a lot of growth opportunity, but I don't see a lot of new developments in Phoenix where there are just that many vacant homes.
Well, just stop and think, you growing up, how many high-rise home residential applications did you see growing up in Scottsdale
it is
and
going
the North
vertical.
Phoenix area?
I didn't think of, there were I was none. Thinking homes. A resident doesn't necessarily mean a home. That's true.
Yeah. When they built Crystal Point on Phoenix Country Club, it really kind of started it. There were a couple downtown, but when they built Crystal Point, I think that's one of the best looking buildings in Phoenix. That kind of got the ball rolling, and now the lofts and everything else. I don't know. So vertical, I'm still waiting for them to build the first vertical one that has an equine elevator.